As we said earlier, it's a testimony Sunday. And so we don't have a talk as such, but I really wanted to do a little five-minute teaching slot just all about testimonies and why they're really important. So, guys, if you're Edge guys on the prayer place, could you guys come up for me? And also maybe Jarell, could you come up as well? Because I need five helpers. Sorry, guys, it's just the maths was easy. There's four of you there. Okay, so if you guys come up, what I want you guys to do is, like, secretly take one of these things out the bag. Make sure that people in the audience can't see. So, like, face that way. And take one and just, like, hold it facing that way. Okay, fantastic. So just take one out and then pass the bag along, guys. So basically, we're doing a game, because I run the youth and we like playing games. It involves prizes. Generally edible. They're really good. So I've come up with five reasons why I feel like testimonies are really important, and basically you have to guess them. So have a little think for you yourself personally. Why would you say testimonies are important? If you've got one, give us a wave or shout it out. Let's see if anybody comes up with the same five as me. Okay, over here, what have we got?
They encourage you.
Yes, encouragement. Would you like to turn around? Hold up your sign. Fantastic. Ian, you win the first prize. So testimonies are amazing encouragement, both for ourselves in our walk of faith when we give them, but also for the people that are listening and hearing the amazing thing God's done for you. Okay, so testimonies encourage us. Anything else? Over there, yep, Tola.
Builds your faith.
Fantastic. So I've put release faith and breakthrough. So who's got breakthrough on there? Hey. Jarell, do you want to hold it up like as a nice arrow pointing that way? Amazing. Testimonies are incredible to build and release faith in people's hearts and bring breakthrough in their lives. And one thing that I learned this week as I was looking at testimonies, I listened to some Bill Johnson, and he was talking about the fact that the very original root word for testimony, which is ud or something, I think, that word, one of the meanings of that word is to do it again. And I thought, that's amazing, that's so cool. And actually, when you share a testimony, you release God's power to do that thing again, right there in the room. Or he told loads of stories about people hearing a testimony and saying, I'm going to take that for myself. And then, as they said it, their child being healed in the Sunday school, things like this. So as the testimonies come out today, if it's something that resonates in your heart and you think, I need God to do that for me, just take that faith and say, God, I know you're going to do that again, you're going to do it in me. Amazing. So encourage, breakthrough in faith. Anything else? Over on the back. Sorry, Rachel, you have to run for this one.
Can you say a good example to not Christians?
A good example. Let me see if I've got any of that. I could say, gives God's glory. Yes, fantastic. So it gives God glory. Well, who's got glory? Amazing. So as an example to everybody, non-Christians, whoever hears the story, they're amazed because God is great. So testimonies bring God glory and give good examples to people who aren't Christians. Any more? Over here.
An opportunity to bless others.
Yep, amazing. Opportunity to bless. You can get some sweets, but I don't have that one. So no turning around for that one, but I like it. It's good. I've got two more on my list. I wonder if anyone can guess them. Over there, there's a couple, and Ed at the back's got an answer.
Evidence of God's love.
Oh, my goodness. I feel a bit of a moron now, because that seems like the most obvious one, and I didn't say it to myself. Amazing. Yes, it does give evidence of God's love. Fantastic. Oh, I'm really embarrassed. Especially with Colin sitting right there.
It brings hope. It brings hope.
Brings hope. Yep, it's amazing. Hopeless, yeah. Testimonies bring hope. I've got two more on my list. I wonder if anyone's brain works the same way mine does. Go on, Ed, what's yours?
A reminder.
Yes, that is one of mine. I like it. We're on the same wavelength. So, yeah, testimonies are an amazing reminder to ourselves of what God's done. It's really important that we remind ourselves regularly of the good things God's done for us in the past. And there's one final one. Colin.
The
The part of our warfare, they help us to overcome the enemy.
Yes, amazing. So weapon, I've got one powerful weapon. The Bible talks about the saints in Revelation basically defeating the enemy, defeating the devil because of the blood of Jesus and the word of their testimony. So testimonies are a really powerful weapon for advancing God's kingdom and getting his purposes done on the earth. Fantastic, guys. Give yourselves a round of applause. We've got two more packets of sweets. I think these guys could maybe share them between themselves. That would be great. And if you guys can just pop your signs maybe down on that thing at the back, Ashley, just pop them all down there and you can take some sweeties. Fantastic. So really powerful reasons why we should enjoy today. I'm just looking around and I know that God's got some amazing stories that he wants to come out of today because he's got some things he wants to do in other people in this room. And maybe that's because of the story that you're carrying and that you're going to share today. So if you're starting to feel slightly nervous and sweaty as I'm looking around the room saying that, that might be God speaking to you. Andy's going to share a testimony and lead us in a song. And as he does that song, if you feel like you've got something to share, please do come up and have a little word with me. Rich is going to come up and just share something about his painting that he's been doing this morning.
I was wanting to paint the approach to the presence of God, just the sense of white, just looking at God's purity and presence in there. And it got a bit messy. It's a bit of full of creativity in there. I was working with a sponge and got it all over my fingers. And then I just felt there's a handprint of God in the middle of that painting. I thought, how do I do a hand... Oh, I'll get my hands all messy now. But God got himself messy when he created us all. His creativity. Wow. But you just from face into the presence of God, into the white there.
Thank you so much, Richard. I also want to bring out Peter Kingston. He came to me and said, this is just such a little tiny thing. But I want you to come out. Yeah, come on, Peter. Out you come. For me, this story just really represents that God cares about everything in our lives, not just the big things. And you might feel like your story's too small to share, but nothing's too small this morning because God cares about everything.
We just had a marvelous testimony. This is a small one, but it was important to me. My car was bent this week, and because it wasn't my fault, I was given a hire car. This morning, I couldn't find the key. And all the paperwork with the telephone numbers was inside the car. What do you do? All I could do is say, God, I'm a silly idiot. I've lost the key. Anyway, Ian Moody had called around yesterday with an old bicycle I lent him, saying he no longer needed it. So I've got wheels for myself. I mean, it wasn't perfect. The nut which holds the pedal on was missing. My gosh, it goes like a bomb. A wonderful thing to ride. But I had to leave Anne behind. And I found an ancient crash helmet in the cycle helmet in the garage. I put that on my head. And away I pedaled. And before I'd done 100 yards, a Europe car van came the other way. And so I said, quick, give me something for the number so I can ring up. He not only did that, he gave both of us a lift here. I just said, God, I've lost the key. And he sent his angel.
Thank you so much, Peter. That's fantastic. Awesome. So even if you feel like your story is small... Oh, Jan's got one. Fantastic.
A few weeks ago, I was having real problems walking because of this silly cancer thing going on in my bones, and almost every step was really, really painful. And we had a holiday booked to go to Cornwall for a week, and I must admit at that point I was thinking, oh, I'll just be kind of sitting and not doing anything all week. But the Lord was just so gracious, and I was just able to walk so much through the week without any pain. I did take my painkillers because the Lord is working in healing in every way. And I was able to walk around National Trust properties, the Lost Gardens of Heligan, I managed to find and walk all around. We went on a walk on the, put it like this, my youngest son said, I know a wonderful cove, a lovely little beach, and I'll take you to it. And we parked in a National Trust car park and we started walking, at which point he said, this isn't familiar. And by this stage, I don't know if you've done the coastal path in Cornwall. It is really steep and hilly. And we're walking along and there's Robin with prawning nets and, you know, deck chairs and picnics and everything else. And me with my walking stick. But it was absolutely glorious, this walk. And the Lord knows, I just love the sea. I love being by the sea. And there was no way I would have ever done that walk if I had the choice. In fact, I was beginning to think, oh dear, what if I get to the bottom? They're going to have to airlift me out or send in some rescue boat or something to get me back home. But, you know, we got down there and we found this beautiful little cove. And then we found the right path. And it was a steep hill up to the top. Sent the boys back to get the car. But, do you know, I am just so thankful to the Lord that he healed me enough to have the most wonderful... I'm still walking really well. To give us such a beautiful holiday, but even to take me to places where I wouldn't have chosen to go out of maybe fear of my own condition, but the Lord knew it would bless me so much. So thank you, Lord, for a great holiday. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. Thank you, Lord, that you know us inside out, and your desire every day is to bring blessing to us.
Thank you so much, Jan. That's amazing. That's amazing. Oh, Rachel, go for it.
So I've been looking around universities recently, because next year is my last year at college before I go off, hopefully, if I get the grades. But I was almost 100% sure that I really wanted to study philosophy, and those of you who know me know that I'm quite stubborn sometimes. But you'll also know that I'm equally as unorganised, so we were really late booking onto this course, and the only subject that was near what I was interested in open was theology, and so I booked onto that, and then the nearest college, which was one of the only ones open. So we went there, and whilst I was in the theology talk, I realised, this is actually exactly what I want to study. And so it was just such a guiding thing that God did. And then I was like, do you know what, I think I could really study theology if I came here. And then it just so happened that the college we booked onto, one of the only two that were still open, was one that specialised in theology. So not only did God direct me towards a great subject, but he also found me a great college where there's a church right across the street. Like, you step out the door and there's a church right there. And it's got the biggest Christian union in the university. And I just think that's an amazing way of God's guidance.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that, Rachel. I know there's some more people around the room that have got some of those little stories, so please come up.
Nervous.
We let.
Yeah. I just want to share that, well, it was on the 13th of June, actually. I think some of you know about my story. I'm a recovering alcoholic. And then on the 13th of June, I was 3 years.
Woo!
So I'm over 3 years without a drink now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm just so grateful and so blessed to be part of this church as well, because when I came back here, I didn't know if I could find a church what I used to have when I was in Bournemouth. My children called it my Happy Clappy Church. So I was looking for a Happy Clappy Church. So one night I was in this meeting and this certain person talked about a church, and I asked this person, and lo and behold, it was a Happy Clappy Church. And I've been coming here ever since, and I am so blessed to have so many lovely people in my life at this moment. I'm just going to get a bit emotional now, but I am.
Fantastic.
And things, you know, I was in a dark place for a long time. And now there's a big light at the end of my tunnel now.
Come on.
You know, and things do happen. I mean, and now I cope with it a lot better than I used to. And like I said, I'm just so happy to be here. I'm so happy that I've got what I've got back in my life, my children, especially my youngest daughter, Holly, who's absolutely amazing. And yeah, I'm just so happy.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Oh, Janet, I want to pray for you. So, Father God, we want to thank you so much for Janet, and thank you for bringing her into your family and bringing her into our family. And, Janet, I just want to say to you that God can do exceedingly more than you could ever ask or imagine. And so what you think he's done for you now is incredible, and it is, but actually he's got even more in store for you, and this is just the beginning of an amazing journey with him that lasts forever. So I'm excited to see where he takes you. Thank you so much, Janet. Thank you. That's awesome. I feel like another song. Let's celebrate those stories. And then if you feel like God's speaking to you, please come up and see me. And I also want to give space as well for people to share. If you feel like there's something that God's like taught you or revealed to you in terms of like when you've been reading the Bible, something's popped out at you and you feel like actually maybe someone else needs to hear that truth. I also want to encourage that type of testimony this morning. We have got four people queued up. But that doesn't mean there's not space for you, so just be thinking. Okay, Richard, would you like to come up?
Yeah, I'll try and be brief. we've been singing and talking a lot about love recently, and I think it was the other week we actually sang the Beatles song, All You Need Is Love. I thought that was terrific. Only half the story, though. So, you chaps on PA, I want to know, want you to know I love you. And if you get it, in my opinion, a bit too loud at times, I forgive you. That, of course, is not why I came out. I came out to tell you that 5 weeks ago today, my wife died. After 3.5 years in full home care, she was able to tell me many times how much she loved me. So valuable. But she also said at one time, we've had good times and bad times. That's all in the past. Sorry, I'm a bit emotional. So she forgave me. And the result of this is that she died in peace and I live in peace now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sharing, Richard. Thank you so much. Yeah, let's just give Richard some love. Okay, I can't remember who's next.
Hi. Our son Thomas was born 27 years ago, and when he was born, he was 4 weeks prem. He had no external ear canal on the right hand ear and a large skin tag, which they removed. When he was born, I was just devastated because it wasn't a perfect baby, and as a mum, you expect a perfect baby. Well, God healed me from that, but since then, I obviously prayed for him to be healed, be it surgically or miraculously. And when he was 4 and 5, he then had 2 CT scans, one at Great Ormond Street, and again, it revealed no inner bone work, because you obviously need inner bone work for your ear to work. So that was fine. However, the last couple of years, he's suffered from tinnitus, so he's been under St George's, and they've done an MRI and CT scan. So he came home a couple of weeks ago and gave me a bit of paper and said, Mum, what exactly does this mean? And it was the result from the CT scan which showed that his inner bone work is there. So God answers prayers admittedly later than you'd sometimes hope. So we just now need to have some surgery to get that going.
So I just want to know if there's anyone else here this morning that has problem with tinnitus or problem with their ears at all. If there's anyone they want to just raise their hand or maybe stand up for me. And if you're around them, if you want to just stand and put your hand on their shoulder, and if you could pray over them, that would be amazing.
God, you are a fantastic God. And we just stand against this tinnitus, deafness, ear irritations, ear infections, Lord. And we just pray healing in your name. We pray that now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I also, Father God, want to pray for Kerry, our wonderful leader, because I know she suffers with tinnitus, and she always has. And, yeah, while she's on holiday, I just pray that it'll go. In Jesus' name. Amen. Fantastic. Thank you so much, guys. Okay, Rebecca.
Hello. About 2 to 3 weeks ago, on Saturday, I went to a women's conference, and I wasn't supposed to go to this women. I hadn't arranged previously to go to this women's conference. Mum was going to it with a family friend, and she went to it on Friday night, and she rang at about 9:30 and said, "Becky, if I can get you a ticket for tomorrow, do you want to come?" And I was like, "I don't know." And she's like, "Well, have a think, and I'll see if I can get you a ticket." So I was like, okay. So I went on to, it was at a church in Bracknell called Kerith. And so I went onto their website, read up about the conference, and was like, yeah, that looks pretty good. But then part of me was like, oh, do I really want to get up at like 6:30 on a Saturday morning, go to a conference, and like, you know, I was like, I was kind of looking forward to having a Saturday to myself and going to town and, you know, boring things. And I thought, actually, it does look really good, so I think I might go. And Mum came home and I was like, "So do you want to come?" And I was like, "Yeah, I think I will. It looks good. I'll set an alarm." And the alarm went off in that morning, and I was like, and part of me was like, why are you getting up so early on a Saturday morning? But I was like, no, I'm up now anyway, so I may as well go. And in the worship in the morning, it was amazing worship, and I was a bit upset about a situation I'd had the day before at work. And it was really funny, because during the worship, like, my legs couldn't stop shaking, and I just knew that was the Holy Spirit. And I actually kind of had to stand with my hands on the chair in front of me so I could actually still stand up, because I thought, if I don't, I might actually fall over, and there wasn't much space. And they still carried on shaking during the talk. And during the first talk, we had this lady called Priscilla Reed come and do a talk. And at the end of her sort of morning talk, she starts giving out prophetic words. And I sat there and I thought, you know, it'd be really cool if I got a prophetic word. Anyway, when it was tea time, I could have gone with my mum and her friend to have tea, but I decided to sort of go into the teenagers and 20-somethings question and answer time, even though I'm sadly not 20-something anymore. Anyway, and so I'd made a couple of friends, and I went and sat with them in the evening talk. And it was Priscilla Reed again. And she actually picked me out and said, "There's a lady in a white T-shirt with glasses on." And I started sort of looking side, like, does she mean me? Because I was in a white T-shirt with glasses. And she said, "She's sitting next to a lady with a black and white top." And I was sitting next to a lady with a black and white top on. So I was like, oh, this is for me. Now I'm going to try and read out. I've only got like a skeleton bit hit so much here. I'm still waiting for the download. But basically, my prophecy was that I am made for adventures, that my adventures will look different from my peers. People might think that I'm not built for adventure, but God is going to take you to places. And I've got to update my passport. My passport is already updated. Anyway, God's placed in my heart a desire to pursue him, and he is pursuing you. And the time for... I can't read my writing... don't know what that word is. Oh, discovering, sorry. The time is now for discovering your gifts in him. So, just wanted to share that.
Amazing. That's awesome, Becky. I love it. And actually, as you were saying that, I was just thinking to myself, like, you were sitting there thinking, like, oh, I wish, you know, it'd be cool if I got a prophecy. But actually, I feel like God wants to say to you, how would it be cool if you gave some prophecies? So, yeah, I just want to challenge you with that and encourage you. Maybe that's one of the gifts he's got for you, so... Thank you, Becky. It's me, sorry. And we've got one more. And then actually after this one, I've got time for one final testimony.
Well, it's a little one. But I have a friend who lives in Ilin, and I know her for many, many years. And she came to visit a friend who just had a baby, and she brought her dog with her. And she has been suffering through her life a lot. She, the husband has affairs, and she divorced, and then she had cancer. Okay, so this dog went through with her all these things. And the dog escaped 4 days ago, escaped from her house. So you can, maybe you saw a lot of missing papers about Kobe. Anyhow, I pray. She's not a strong believer, and then I pray, and then the dog appeared last night. We thought they were stolen or something, but the dog appeared, so she's so happy. Fantastic. Glory God.
Praise you, Jesus.
I had a telephone call last night from my mum, which it's quite unexpected because I don't normally get phone calls too much, and she was phoning to let me know that one of my uncles, who is my dad's last surviving sibling, was in a very bad way in hospital. He's 84, 85, I think. And her words were, if he survives 24 hours, it'll be a miracle. And kind of left it at that. And it's, on the face of it, I mean, that's a very serious thing. And kind of makes you wonder what's going on and kind of how he's feeling and how his family's feeling. But there's a backstory to this. He and my dad were estranged for about 25 years. They didn't talk to each other, they never met. There's a whole side of my family that's kind of grown up from yay big to yay big that I never spoke to, never met. But about 8-9 months ago, they got back together and the relationship was mended. And he'd been ill for a long time, but it got to the point where his daughter, my cousin, when they got the news, the one person that she wanted to phone and talk to was my mum and dad. Mm. And it's just completely turned around. And we've had, I mean, I hate it when families fall apart and families argue and then they don't see each other, because family is so important. And we've had other instances in my family where sadly the reconciliation hasn't happened in time. But I am just so grateful to God that my dad's had the opportunity to spend some time with his brother and talk to him. However this current illness turns out, he is, my uncle is a Christian. I don't know how strongly, but I do know that he has faith. I've been to church with him in the past. And so I know it's all in God's hands. Whichever way the outcome is over the next day or so. But the important thing is that my parents, who are not really Christians, they can see that there's reconciliation and there's been a mending of that relationship where it really didn't look like it was going to happen. And I'll never cease to be grateful to Very God good. For that, for my father.
Very good.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. Do you just want to pray for him? And we're all going to stand with you. So, guys, if you could stand, we're going to stand as a family with Paul.
Father, you call us your children. Whenever we sort of think about your church, it's always as your family, and it's fathers and sons, fathers and daughters. And that just shouts out how important family is to you. So Father, I just thank you that on a natural level that you're mending these broken bridges and you're bringing family back together. And I'm just so grateful to you that you were able to do that with my dad and with Uncle Ken. But Father, I just want to pray for him now, as he's in hospital. Father, that there will be such peace with him and with Sandra, my cousin, and Sarah. Father, that they will just know that you're there. And that, Father, if this is his time, then it's his time. But we do pray that you'll intervene there and you'll strengthen him. And that, Father, the good that we've already seen coming out of this healed relationship, Father, will just continue. Father, I just pray for us here as well, that you're all for family. And so I just pray that if anybody does have any strained relationships in their families here, Father, that your hand would reach down and just mend that. Because family is so important to you and it's so important to us. Father, just let us see that outpouring of your love and grace and peace. Father, that we can all come together as one big family and express our love for you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, Paul. That's fantastic. Oh, is this one more? Come on, Ashley, just because I love you, but no more after this, people. If you have got a story that you haven't shared, I would encourage you, we've got time after the meeting, go and find someone, tell them your story.
This isn't so much a story, it's like a teaching and revealing thing that God showed me. And I just think in this culture, it's so easy, like gentleness and kindness, it's seen as a weakness and something that is not strong and it will make you not succeed in life. But God showed me actually that, well, I wrote this down, it says, love is not weak, feeble or naive. And these are some of the biggest, sneakiest and like well-hidden lies that the enemy so desperately wants us to believe. And he doesn't want us to experience it because it's so powerful and because it's so fruitful. And love is strong. It's so strong and powerful. It's unexplainable. It's only experienceable. Something that our spirits and hearts, not brains, can understand. And God is love. And he's pure, undiluted, uncontaminated love. And God has already won over the enemy. In all of its jealousy, scheming, hate, and destructive nature, love has won that. Love's won that battle. And it's the most powerful and it's accessible to all of us, and that's the best thing. And in fact, we're made in that image. We're made in the image of that, in the essence of it, the personification of love. And Jesus is not just powerful, but he's the most powerful, and that power is love. So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you so much, Ashley.
Hey God, thank you so much for everyone's testimonies today, and please help them to really encourage us and just stay with us for the rest of this week. And yeah, just please bless us until next Sunday and the rest of our lives as well. But for now, until next Sunday, amen.